Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
That's little Donovan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our friend Tom Hegna, member of our Brain Trust, the author of Paychecks and Playchecks. He's talking to us about retirement ideas, some retirement products, some solutions that we can, that people who are thinking about retirement, and folks, even if you're not retirement age, Tom, these products you're talking about, these options from a lot of different companies, they're available from a lot of different companies. These options you can start planning for them and buying them at 20, 30, 40, whatever, right?
Absolutely. And Jim, you know, I don't sell anything, so I'm not a financial planner.
That's
I train financial planners. I speak and I write books, and so I want to make that clear. I have no horse in this game.
If you did, you wouldn't be here talking about it.
Right.
You mentioned something in the previous segment I want to make sure we talk about. You talk about retirement alpha?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So let's get back to that 65, 70, 75-year-old retiree. Where are they supposed to go? They're not going to get interest rates from the bank or from the bonds.
Right.
They can't trust the market because if they put money there and they're taking money out, the market goes down, this thing called order of returns will just wipe them out. And so what are they supposed to do? Well, here's the scenario. If I were to ask 175-year-old couples, how much money are you going to leave to your kids? You know, most of them say, well, I don't know, whatever's left over after me and Mabel pass on, that'll go to the kids, I guess. That's
exactly
what they all say,
yeah.
Right? But see, the problem with that is, number one, that's not an efficient way to transfer money to your kids. And number two, in the back of their minds, they keep thinking, well, I got to leave some money to Johnny and Susie. So they don't ever really enjoy their retirement.
That happens all the time. I'm seeing it with a family member out of mine right now.
Yeah, so they said they were going to buy a boat, they're going to go on a cruise, they're going to see the world. They're not doing it. And they're living what I call a just-in-case retirement, because they don't touch their money just in case, just in case, just in case, just
that's
in
right.
case. So then all of a sudden they don't touch their money, they don't touch their money, then they die. The money goes to the kids. What do the kids do with it? Well, they buy the new boat. They go on the cruise. They see the world. So I say way more efficient, Jim, is to decide right now, how much are you going to leave the kids? And then for pennies on the dollar, use the leverage of life insurance. So you buy a life insurance policy to go to your kids, because you can buy that for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
And you use life insurance to go to your kids. Now, what does that free you up to do with all your other money? Spend it. Now you can take the life only or the joint life only. You can get the highest guaranteed payout rate. And now you can, if you've got your basic expenses covered with this guaranteed income from the insurance company, where you get dollars for pennies with a lifetime income, now you can invest your other money more aggressively. You can go out and you can spend it. You can enjoy your retirement. This is the new retirement alpha. This is the only place you're going to find this extra payout, you know, if you're in retirement.
So if you're that age, though, if you're 65 or 70 or whatever, if you don't already have the insurance in place, it's going to get pretty expensive to buy that life insurance.
It's still cheaper than leaving your own money.
Yeah.
Jim, even an 80-year-old can buy a $100,000 policy for less than $100,000. So what I'm saying is you get a discount. You're getting this leverage using life insurance.
Life insurance, folks, I will tell you, life insurance is one of the best financial products ever invented.
Yeah, and if we didn't have it, Jim, somebody would have to invent it.
That's
the whole point,
because
it does things no other product can do. So all I'm saying, in this low interest rate environment, with the market as crazy as it is, you've got to find a way that you can retire safe, secure, with peace of mind, and this is the way. So, you know, we went over it pretty quickly, but if people want to do it, they can go to paychecksandplaychecks.com/free-shipping, and I'll pay the shipping, but they should read the book.
Right, Paychecks and Playchecks, folks, is the book, Retirement Solutions for Life. All right, so let's review. Retirement Alpha is where you establish your own income, a supplemental income. You buy life insurance to provide, make sure your kids, if you want them to have something, make sure they get something, and then you spend the rest, and if there's any left over, they get that too.
That's right. But now you have the freedom and the peace of mind to go out and actually
right.
enjoy your retirement. And here's the other thing, Jim, I would tell you, and I'm going through this with my own parents right now.
Yep.
Your retirement is not all the same. If you have a 30-year retirement, it's not like your 30 years are going to be wonderful years. There's like this, the go-go
exactly.
years, the slow-go years, and then the no-go
right.
years. And it's not all the same, Jim.
That's
and
right.
so what I tell you is, if you're young and healthy, you've maybe got 10, 15 years max to go mm-hmm. out and really enjoy yourself. So do that.
Right.
Don't say, well, I'm going to put it off till later, because that later, something's going to happen medically, physically, mentally, something, and you're not going to be able to enjoy the retirement that
well,
you want.
Well, and I'll tell you something. If you get sick, and I've experienced this, as you say, Tom, I've experienced this with my own family. Whenever you have to have medical around-the-clock kind of care, even with Social Security, even with Medicare, I should say, it still gets expensive.
Well,
you got to make some plans.
That's why I'm so glad my parents have long-term care insurance.
Yeah.
I made them buy it back 10, 15 years ago. Because
wow.
you've got to have a plan for long-term care. And all the people who say, oh, I won't need it, it'll happen.
Yeah.
72% of all people are going to need some form of long-term care.
Should you still buy long-term care if you're say, about to retire in your 60s, let's say?
Yeah, you really need to buy it in your 40s and 50s. But,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
but if you haven't bought it, because you can't buy it, you got to qualify with your health, Jim.
Right, I got you. Hey, Tom, give us the website again quickly, please.
Paychecksandplaychecks.com.
Will you come back again real soon?
I would love to. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Tom. Always a pleasure. Tom Hegna, ladies and gentlemen, Paychecks and Playchecks is his book. Find it, whatever you got to do, and read it. He's a smart guy. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.